From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. Strikes come a day after reports suggested that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch attacks on the Islamic State militants. U.S. military has long operated at the base, but Turkey had precluded it from use of attacks on the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made an unannounced visit to Turkey. Did that on Thursday, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of the Islamic State militants. At the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained Iraqi troops showed no will to fight, but at his first stop of a day-long event, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement on Thursday. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the agreement.
What I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
Secretary of State John Kerry countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear weapon. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama, on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa, scheduled to arrive later today in Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. That'll take place in Nairobi. Later, he will be the first U.S. president to visit Ethiopia. A new report finds that U.S. military mistakenly has shipped live anthrax samples to dozens of labs for more than a decade. The Defense Department report released on Thursday said live anthrax spores were sent to 86 labs in the U.S., plus facilities in Australia, Britain, Canada, Germany, as well as Italy, Japan, and South Korea. Spores did not pose a risk to the general public, according to the report. Contact with live anthrax can lead to a severe flu-like illness that could be fatal if not treated early. A gunman in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding at least eight others before killing himself. Officials say they know the identity of the gunman, but have only revealed that he was a 58-year-old man. The assailant began shooting during a screening of the film Trainwreck at the Grand Theater in the town of Lafayette. Bobby Jindal is Louisiana's governor. He spoke from outside the theater.
When these kinds of acts of violence happen in a movie theater, when there's no real good reason why this kind of evil should intrude on the lives of families, we're just out for a night of entertainment, I know a lot of us are horrified and shocked. The great thing about America is that when any of us suffers, whether it's one family or one community, we all suffer. This is a time for us to come together.
There is no word right now on the possible motive for the shooting. Turning now to Okinawa, Japan, many locals there have long contemplated that Tokyo places an unfair burden on the island by locating most of Japan's U.S. military bases there. VOA's Bryden Patton reporting from Okinawa.
A new airfield under construction at the U.S. Marine Corps' Camp Schwab in Okinawa's rural north is a focus of Japan's hardcore pacifist activists. Okinawa Governor Takeshi Onaga wants to relocate the airfield outside Okinawa. More than 19,000 U.S. Marines are stationed here. Having an airbase on Okinawa, the Marines say, is essential.
So the Marine Corps' role here is to be first and fastest to the scene of a disaster or any type of contingency operation that we may be directed to do.
Many Okinawans believe the U.S. military bases are integral to the island's economy, but that support is complicated by Okinawa's history of tensions with both Japan and America. Brian Patton, VOA News, Okinawa.
And a planet believed to be remarkably similar to Earth has been discovered orbiting a distant sun-like star, that according to the U.S. Space Agency.
That's the latest world news from VOA.